is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 9th of February, 2013. 1964, on this day, the Beatles appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show for the first time, teenage girls screaming in the audience. 73 million people watched for Home. It was a record for American television at the time. It was on this day, 1870, the National Weather Service was established. At first it was called the Weather Bureau. It was part of the War Department. Then 20 years later it came under the Department of Agriculture, then to the Commerce Department in 1940. These days the National Weather Service is based out of Silver Spring, Maryland. It's the birthday of the theoretical physicist Brian Greene, born in New York City in 1963, a professor at Columbia best known for his work on string theory, who has tried to explain theoretical physics to the general public in a number of books, including The Elegant Universe, Superstrings, Hidden Dimensions, and The Quest for the Ultimate Theory. And it's the birthday of the playwright and novelist Brendan Behan, born Dublin, 1923. His father took part in the Irish Rebellion of the early 20s. The father was in a British prison when the boy was born. By the time he was 16, Brendan Behan was being sent on missions to bomb British targets. He was thrown in jail for carrying a suitcase full of homemade explosives through the streets of Liverpool. And while in prison, he began to write. He wrote his first play, The Quare Fellow, and then the novel Borstal Boy and The Hostage, in which he wrote, "Never throw stones at your mother. You'll be sorry for it when she's dead. Never throw stones at your mother. Throw bricks at your father instead." Here's a poem for today by Margaret Atwood entitled Bored, B-O-R-E-D, Bored. All those times I was bored out of my mind, holding the log while he sawed it, holding the string while he measured boards, distances between things, or pounded stakes into the ground for rows and rows of lettuces and beets, which I then bored, weeded, or sat in the back of the car, or sat still in boats, sat while at the prow, stern, wheel he drove, steered, paddled. It wasn't even boredom. It was looking hard and up close at the small details, myopia, the worn gunnels, the intricate twill of the seat cover, the acid crumbs of loam, the granular pink rock, its igneous veins, the sea fans of dry moss, the blackish and then the graying bristles on the back of his neck. Sometimes he would whistle, sometimes I would, the boring rhythm of doing things over and over, carrying the wood, drying the dishes, such minutiae. It's what the animals spend most of their time at, ferrying the sand grain by grain from their tunnels, shuffling the leaves in their burrows. He pointed such things out, and I would look at the whorled texture of his square finger, earth under the nail. Why do I remember it as sunnier all the time then, although it more often rained and more birdsong? I could hardly wait to get the hell out of there to anywhere else. Perhaps, though, boredom is happier. It is for dogs or groundhogs. Now I wouldn't be bored. Now I would know too much. Now I would know. A poem by Margaret Atwood, Bored, from Morning in the Burned House, published by Houghton Mifflin and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Arts Endowment in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org for more information. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Nick Vedder. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.